This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, where does the time go? Oh, yeah, daylight saving time. Hey, it is coming up on 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes, it is the 9 o'clock stretch. And I tell you, suddenly, everybody wants to be on the Bob Rowe Show. No, actually, it is. I am thrilled to have a couple of people that I call my friends talking about Michelle Pickett. Of course, Pickett Weaponry, you know, everybody knows. Everybody knows. And Mark Herm, that little AC company that you've had your name on for,
26 years,
you know, there's that. But here's the cool thing. You are not necessarily here to talk about air conditioning.
No, sir.
Although guns are part of the topic. And that is the Gator Gobblers, and it's part of the Gainesville chapter. And I want to make sure I get this right. NWTF.
That's correct. National Wild Turkey Federation.
National Wild Turkey Federation. Okay. So the Gator Gobblers, what is that?
Gator Gobblers is basically our Gainesville chapter, Greg. It's a component of the national organization. Mm-hmm. And we run it kind of like a separate entity, if you will, as far as like a separate, you know, everybody has a little group that works for certain regions and stuff, and we have the Gainesville area.
I gotcha. So how many people are involved in an organization like this in our community?
Our committee, typically, I'm going to say probably 12 people.
Okay, but as far as the community, people that are involved in it, coming to events?
We typically get close to 500 people at the event.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. It's started coming back again about 15, is that right, about 15 years ago? 15 years ago. Yeah, we kind of resurrected it and started getting people involved in it, and it just kind of grew from there, and we've been at the same location out of Rembert's for all this time, and it's really been a great group of people, but the focus is to bring awareness to the conservation of our woodland areas, to bring back the art, you know, if you will, of turkey hunting and just hunting in general. We do deer hunting outreach events to educate the kids and help promote the education so that they know what they're doing and promote safety as well.
See, I think that's a misconception, and I don't mean to make this political, but it is, so I'm going to. The left like to be critical sometimes of hunting and fishing, thinking that, you know, you're ruining our planet. I know the fishing things that you are involved in.
Yes, sir.
And in this case with the Gator Gobblers, nobody cares probably more about preserving, you know, what it takes to make these sports even be possible, which actually it's a positive because you're doing a lot more good than obviously, you're hunting or fishing, but there's more to it than that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things you have to look at is everybody who actually participates in the natural resources that God gave us outside, whether it be the hunting, the fishing, the hiking, that doesn't really matter what the sport is. Those are the people who are going to care the most about what's taking place. Mm-hmm. And when that takes place, you're going to see that group of people focus on more of their interest area.
Right.
And so that's why it's kind of good to have things like the National Wild Turkey Federation and some other, you know, natural resource protection organizations as well.
So, Michelle, now there was an event that actually was held, was it this past weekend?
Yes, this past weekend we had our youth hunt.
Okay, and what was that? Who was involved, considered youth, and what did they do?
It's our young folks get to go out and they actually get to learn about hunting. It's about learning how to shoot turkeys properly. It's about educating.
Right.
We are very big on educating folks about our environment, about the proper way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
And they had a great time. We had a lot of youth out there that were new, had never been out in the woods before, and had a fabulous time. One of the young men that I know, it was the first time he went hunting, and it was a great weekend for himself and for his father to spend time together in the woods.
See, I think a lot of people kind of forget that the whole part of this sport, and it is sport, is the family component, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about family. I mean, even our committee, we are a huge family. We're there for each other, and it's a great time.
Michelle Pickett, Mark Herm in studio with me this morning. And so, Mark, the event is coming up. Bring two down just a little bit for me, or three if you would. Just kind of monitor that a little bit there. The event coming up is actually a banquet, which explains why Mark Herm is involved, because there's food involved. So what is it? Where is it? Can people still get involved? What's kind of the story there?
Yeah, the event has always been held at Rembert Farms, and we are going to be having the event on March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Doors typically open 5:30. People start getting their way early, and they just come and walk around, and they're welcome to do that. Look and see what the auction items are going to be. But the most important thing is that this is a fundraiser.
Right.
And what these funds do is enable us to conduct things like the outreach events,
mm-hmm.
To help train the kids. And back to the point you made before, the outreach events are a family thing. It's a parent and a child.
Right.
And so they come with us, and we have professional guides that we have that help out with the whole process, that actually take them, show them the safety rules and regulations for hunting,
mm-hmm.
Make sure that the kids are understanding the reason why you have to do certain things and be quiet and not goof off. And,
right.
It lets them be aware of how smart the animals are that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, the bonding that they're going to have with, again, our natural resources. Get them out of the electronics. Get them out. Get them back outside.
Right.
Get their feet in the water. Do whatever you're going to do.
I like that. Now, Michelle, there are going to be giveaways, I think, or some prizes that are going to be part of this banquet event, right?
Yes, because we have a silent auction, but we also have a live auction. And so we have all kinds of things, from firearms, of course. We also have a lot of donors that have donated different prizes for our bucket event.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be all kinds of hunting gear. There'll be tree stands. There'll be all kinds of stuff in these buckets. We've had some really great donors this year, and we have some wonderful sponsors. I mean, that's why we're all here together together. For instance, we have sponsors like, of course, we have our wonderful Mark Herm right here.
Right.
Of course, we are too, but Capital City. We also have some smaller folks that have some great places. We have Stonehouse. There's also...
I know I put you on the spot here without
you
a list.
Did.
She didn't have a cheat sheet, so that's all my fault.
My cheat sheet's like 4 pages long, so that wouldn't have been good. So.
Yeah,
yes.
we take Mark's notes away from him so that he doesn't read them all when he's on the show. So.
Well, the good thing is we're actually going to have Glock there. Glock is one of our sponsors this year, so I'm really super excited about that.
Okay. Yeah. So, Mark, again... when is the event? Where is the event? And how can people find out how they can get tickets for it or be a part of it and support it?
Well, basically, they can contact me directly if they'd like to at 352-258-6741. That's my direct cell number.
Now, you know that nobody caught that listening in their car right now. You realize that.
352-258-6741.
Okay.
Any questions, they can email me at mherm@hotmail.com. They can also go to NWTF.org. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Look under the Gainesville chapter, Gator Gobblers.
Sounds good.
They can get that information. They can buy. I can't provide a link right now because I don't know the. But we have a link to buy tickets directly online.
Cool.
That's we're only going to be mailing out tickets for another 7 days, I think, because we cut off the mail out tickets if they buy them online.
We know how that
about
is.
ten days in advance. So,
okay.
So we've only got 2 weeks and 2 days before the banquet.
Sneaking up on you.
It's going here quick. He's exactly right. So, I want to reflect back on one thing that just came to mind. We talked about the outreach events a little bit.
Yeah.
We have put more than 1,200 children and youths through the outreach program locally.
That's
just
awesome.
Locally.
That's huge.
We've also been recognized by National Wild Turkey Federation nationally and also by Florida Game Commission at a state level as being the top-performing chapter with this type of a youth program.
You're just showing off, aren't
and
you?
I'm not showing off because not me. I'll be quite honest. Missy Schneider has done a fantastic job on orchestrating this and growing the group. She has really worked hard to do this, and it's amazing the team that's been put together.
And you know, that's what it is all about, because individually, none of us can do all these things.
That's right.
Boy, you get people who are volunteer, people who are part of it, businesses like Mark Herb, like Picket Weaponry, and then all those that are sponsoring it. Sounds like a great event. Again, you've heard all kinds of places to get the info. We hope that folks will come out. So, Michelle, Mark, appreciate you coming by and being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us, Greg.
Awesome.
Great time always.
Yeah, and bring breakfast next time, will you?
just
saying.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.